You are listening to a weekend gathering of Shelter Church located in Kettering, Ohio. If you'd like to learn more about who we are, visit us at shelterchurch.tv.
Good to see you guys today. I think we ought to do baptism services and go to one service every week, right? This is why we do one two services normally at 9 o'clock, at 11. And I think if we can crowd everybody in here and do this together, I think there's power in that, you know? So thank you for coming. If you've never been to the Shelter, we welcome you today. This is kind of the highlight of what we do. And man, baptism is something that we all look forward to. And it's just amazing to see what God is doing in people's lives. Amen? That's the truth. It surely is. And so thank you for coming. If you're coming in the back, just kind of fill in. You can fill in around these seats. And if you're sitting on the end, I know as awkward and uncomfortable as it is at times, just kind of, if you can, just kind of scoot in a little bit. That'd be great. So, hey, listen, I just wanted to share with you a few things before we move through this. Everything we do at the Shelter, this is kind of really, truly the culmination. This is what we aim for. And what baptism is all about, it just is a testimony of lives that have been changed and that God is continuing to change, right? I was just reading through some different people have said about baptism. Max Lucado says this. He says, baptism separates the tire kickers from the car buyers. Right on? Right on, man. Right on. We want a bunch of car buyers in here, don't we? That's right. And Watchman Nee says, baptism is faith in action. That's what Watchman Nee says. John Rice says, God's people should be baptized because God commanded it, not because some church requires it. Right? This is not about people joining this church, so to speak. What this is about is a testimony of their personal faith and them becoming a part of the kingdom of God, right? And when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart and life, you become a part of the church. The church universal, by the way, right? We're all in this together. Our brothers across the street, the Church of God, great people. He's a great pastor. We got churches all across, all around, and we're all in this together. And I pray that renewal and revival come. Life change comes across our community, and we begin to see a revival, a renewal in people's lives. Life change come into our community like we've never seen before, where we are all of our churches are able to experience baptism. I wanted to share this with you. This is what Jesus says about it in Matthew 28. He says this, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all that God commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Man, isn't that powerful? To think that there is a God who is with us no matter what we're going through, no matter what we've been through, there is a God that wants to be with us, and he wants to help us, he wants to change us, and he wants to live in our hearts and lives to help us with whatever it is that life presents itself to us. I went to, Tyne and I went hunting this week. My son, and there was a guy up at this hunting camp where we're at, and it was awesome, man. I was so thankful. I went to school with him. The truth is I don't remember him, okay? He's like, you're Ryan Rydell? And I said, yeah, I have no idea. He was a grade ahead of me, you know, and we got to talking, and I just remember he was rougher than a cob, and he would tell you that. And what was cool was he was sharing with me and Tyne his testimony, and I was so glad that Tyne was able to hear this, to hear his testimony. 25 years ago, this guy was lit up, and many of you know what I'm talking about. He was out smoking it, drinking it, taking it, eating it, whatever, right? And he was in a bad, bad way. And he was telling me this story about what began to happen. He was married, and not long after, his wife was getting really tired of the lifestyle that he was living. And what was cool was he shared with me how he went, it was a Christmas service, went to church. And it was his parents' invitation, and he went to the church. And this church was a small church out in Butler County, I think 20 to 30 people. And there he sat in the back of that church, and they began to share testimonies, and they began to share the gospel. They began to sing songs. And man, when he started singing these songs, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he started weeping uncontrollably. And he says, Ryan, back then I had long hair. My hair was down over my face. And he said, I would bow my, put my head down, and I let the hair come up over my face because I didn't want anyone to see that I was crying. And he said, they began to sing these songs, and they began to share, and they began to open up the scripture. And he said, I knew in my heart that I needed to see my life changed. But he said, I had like this voice telling me that there's no way that you could do that. There's no way that you could make a choice and live up to what it means to live, you know, a quote unquote Christian life. And he was sharing how he was, while he was sitting there, there were these two things going on in his heart or in his mind, these two voices. And finally, this one sister came up and she began to sing. And then she stopped in the middle of her song. And she just mentioned his name. And he stepped up, and he came forward. Back then, that's what they did, right? He came forward, and he began a new life in Christ. And he prayed and accepted the Lord. He said the minute he did that, he knew that something in him changed. I just heard this like two nights ago. He's telling Tyne and me his testimony. And I've not seen the guy in probably 30-some years. And how God radically changed him, so much so that now he is pastoring that church where he was saved. Here's what's cool about that. What's cool about that is for me, and as simple as the story is, for me, I needed to hear that. Because that is what this is about. You may be sitting here where you're at right now and the condition that you're in, and you think there's no way I can change. There's no way I can ever get beyond where I'm at right now. And you may have two voices going on in your head, right? But I want to tell you, when you begin a life with Christ, and by faith, when you accept him in your heart, here's the truth. None of us can do any of this in and of ourselves anyways, right? You can't stop drinking on your own. You can't stop using on your own. You can't stop whatever it is that you're dealing with on your own. But what we know is that God can. And when you open up your heart and life and you allow God to take control, God changes you. Are you with me here today, church? God changes you. And he changes you where it's not just tolerable, one week at a time, get your coin if you can make it kind of stuff. He changes you in such a way where he moves you from the condition you're in to something beyond what you've ever dreamed. That's why I do what I do. That's why we're here at this church, because we believe in life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ. And, you know, I think for me, two nights ago, just hearing Rod's testimony, for me, it was good because I take for granted the change that God has already made in the life of our people and in the life of our church. For whatever reason, I get distracted, or for whatever reason, I get my mind focused on something so stupid and insignificant, right? I get my mind goes elsewhere. My focus changes. Guys and gals, here's the deal. When you put your faith in Jesus Christ, he changes lives. That is the hope of the heroin. That's the remedy of the heroin epidemic or whatever you want to call it. Do you hear what I'm saying, folks? That is our hope. He can change your life. If you're sitting here empty and void and you're looking for purpose and you're looking for meaning, God can change you. And today is a wonderful, wonderful thing because we get to see these testimonies of people that are stepping forward who are saying, I want that change. I want that change. We're going to see it 7 times, I think. I want that change. I want that change. We're going to see it at least 7 times. Because here's why. We're going to give you an invitation. We have clothes. and we have towels, all right? And after we get done, we're going to say, is there anyone here that would like to be spontaneously baptized? And I promise you this, you will not forget it. That's the truth. And neither will we, and neither will God. God says this, when you begin a relationship with him, he says, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Romans talks about baptism too, this life change, right? Romans says this, or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ, now Paul's writing this letter to the Roman people, and here's what Paul writes, or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Folks, I'm not understating this today. New lives. The same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is the same power that takes a hold of you when you put your faith and trust in him. It's the same power that will help you, that will change you, that will make you new. Are you with me today, folks? Look, it says this, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Praise God. You don't have to be a slave to sin. That's the hope that we have in this life-changing relationship with Jesus.
The message you just listened to was from a weekend gathering at Shelter Church. If you'd like to learn more about us or speak with a pastor, please visit us online at shelterchurch.tv.